Money Show with Bruce Whitfield is brought to you by APSA Corporate and Investment Banking. You don't have to travel far to find foreign exchange expertise. The bravery to imagine. That's Africanacity. APSA's a registered FSP.
Well, two desperate cash-seeking appeals this week, both of them looking for your money. One of them from the Jacob Zuma Foundation, looking for money for his legal fees. The second, a suggestion by the ANC that it might be obliged to go to its members to crowdfund for salaries of staff who this week picketed because they weren't being paid. Derek Whitehead, Operations Director at Jumpstart Crowdfunding. Derek, welcome to the Money Show. Crowdfunding, I don't think traditionally was designed as a cash-raising exercise for consumption spending. Usually, crowdfunding is to fund a bright idea to create a brand new business. But are there rules attached to crowdfunding?
Hi, Bruce. Thank you very much for having me. So the basic dynamic is crowdfunding is a way to raise money from a large number of people. And large groups of people pool together small individual investments to provide the capital needed to get the company or the project off the ground. So obviously individual charities or companies can create campaigns for specific causes and anyone can contribute. On the political side, there can be overlaps, it depends, but the basic dynamic is support from a group of people.
So it's entirely feasible, therefore, that the Jacob Zuma fan club might want to keep funding his legal fees in perpetuity, because we know that he's not that keen on appearing in court and answering to legal charges. He's been pretty adept at delaying the process, and that's why he's spent as much money as he has and owes as much money as he does on legal fees. But it's entirely feasible that if enough people cared enough about Jacob Zuma's legal outcomes, that they could band together.
Look, that is true. You know, if there's a big enough group and they pull together and they've got enough resources, they can get it done. At the same time, there are different types of crowdfunding. There are four different types. There's simple donation-based crowdfunding where people donate from the goodness of their heart for the specific cause or charity. There's reward-based crowdfunding, which our company Jumpstart is, where people donate to unlock a specific reward linked to the project they support. And there's obviously also then equity-based crowdfunding, which provides opportunities for people to invest in private companies. And investors receive this promise of stock, future shares, or another security issued by the company in exchange for capital. And there's obviously also debt-based crowdfunding, where it's almost like peer-to-peer lending, which allows individuals to obtain loans directly from other individuals without a bank or financial institution acting as a middleman. So when you're talking about what Jacob Zuma is potentially looking at, I would lean, I don't know, potentially something like donation-based crowdfunding. But then again, it comes down to how they want to put something together like that. And if there's a big enough group that will be able to help with a larger amount needed by him.
No, absolutely. Because, I mean, you kind of think, well, lots of people might want to give money, and that's fine. So I give $10, somebody else gives $100. It takes an awful lot of those kind of donations to lead to $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, 10, 20, 30 million rand that you might require, depending on the extent of your problem.
Exactly that. And if you're going bigger numbers, it's going to be more difficult with a small group of people. Unless it's a really large group, and unless also companies get involved, which can sort of provide the larger amounts needed. So once again, it really comes down to what the project or what the whole initiative is about and the support that can be gained from it.
What about something like salaries? I mean, crowdfunding something like salaries, I might be able to crowdfund enough for this month's salary, but I still haven't solved the underlying structural problems to raise revenue, so I'd then have to re-crowdfund for the month after salaries and the month after salaries. Can the systems of crowdfunding sustain those sorts of regular contributions? Or I just think people eventually get fed up, but that's my outside perspective. I don't know just how generous and kind-hearted ANC benefactors can be for how long.
Exactly that. Look, generally, in South Africa, people are wary about money online. I wouldn't say we are a first world country, but, you know, there needs to be something for people to want to pledge money online. Our team believes that reward-based crowdfunding would work well because it incentivizes people to open up their wallets, whether it be an individual or a company, and pledge towards a campaign, and in return get a reward. Once again, it comes down, if you, donation-based crowdfunding is simply giving from the goodness of your heart because you believe in the cause, you believe it's a good thing to do. So once again, with you talking about the political arena, there are some steps you need to take to be aware of, you know. Once again, it comes down to having a big enough support group to raise the large amount of capital needed to answer the question. So there's a few different maneuvers, but
you sound somewhat skeptical about the likely success.
To a degree. Look, I've got to tread carefully when it comes to politics. Talking hard on in a public space, but at the same time, you know, if there is a big enough group and they are willing to support, then something like that can be done. At the same time, you also need to have a chosen platform that also can work. But like I said, the basic dynamic is having a big enough support group that can obviously pledge to make something like this happen.
Thank you, Derek Whitehead, Operations Director, Jumpstarter Crowdfunding. Yeah, somewhat skeptical that South Africans are going to be necessarily that keen to commit money, donating the money, reward-based. What reward could you get from the J.G. Zuma Foundation? A guided tour of Nkandla, perhaps? I don't know. But yeah, I remain skeptical. I wish them luck with it. And if you feel that your supporters have got the wherewithal to make the right donations, be my guest. Jesse Duarte on Clement's show this morning on 7:02 on the issue of salary payments, saying that the ANC just does not have the money to pay salaries. And she's saying as management, they haven't been paid since May. And they're considering crowdfunding from members. Clement asked for a commitment to pay, and she says, I can't answer you. There is just no money. When the ANC money taps got switched off with the blocking of so much of the benefactors and the anonymity of donations with new legislation that requires declaration of where money comes from and who's making donations to political parties, this is seriously causing big problems, not only for the party's former leader, but for the party itself.
The Money Show with Bruce Whitfield was brought to you by Absa Corporate and Investment Banking, a leading foreign exchange expert with global reach and strong African footprint. The bravery to imagine. That's Africanacity. Absa is a registered FSP.